Hello, friends. This is Kathy Dawson. I'm a close friend of Gracie the Fish, and she said that I might share her story today called Gracie and the Fishing Net. Gracie and her friends were bored. It seemed like every day was like every other day. They woke up and did the same things, played the same games. They had met many new friends during their time on the Red Sea coral reef, but all of these friends seemed to have other things to do, and Gracie's old friends were feeling cranky with each other because there was nothing new to see or do. "All right," Gracie said, taking charge. "I've created a new game. Everyone has, by the time I count to 100, to find one new object on the coral reef and bring it back here. Maybe we can create something new with all the objects we find."
"Wow, that does sound different, Gracie," said Angie Angelfish, Gracie's best friend, who was always willing to support her in her plans.
"Well, it sounds better than complaining about how bored we are," Benji Butterflyfish said with a sigh.
"When do we start?" asked his sister Belinda.
"Right now," said Gracie. 1, 2, 3.
The fish began to scatter. Gus Grouper went to the cave on the other side of the branch coral colony. He knew that the smaller fish would be too scared to go in there. Benji and Belinda stayed together and headed toward where the crabs lived, as they often would find objects and use them to build forts to mark their territories. Angie headed to her garden, hoping to find a new underwater plant. Ephraim Eel slithered in and out of the coral colony to the other side, hoping to find something new. Gracie finished her counting. 98, 99, 100. And the fish began to return with the things that they had found. Gus had found a pretty rock with shiny silver sheets of mica on it. Benji and Belinda brought back a beautiful scallop shell that they had found near where the crabs live. Angie contributed a seed that was unlike any she had seen before and wondered what would grow from it.
"These are beautiful," thought Gracie, "but I'm not sure what we can make from a rock, a shell, and a seed."
Then Ephraim arrived, and he was all excited. "I found the most wonderful thing on the other side of the reef, but it was too big to bring to you. You all have to come and see this."
So all the fish swam to the other side of the reef. What they saw was a large object made of twine that was tied and knotted together, so it made almost a carpet on the sandy bottom.
"Let's all take a strand of this in different places and pull it out so we can see how large it is," said Gracie.
All of them took a piece of the twine and pulled the large object so it was stretched out in all directions. It was much bigger than Gus, who was the biggest fish among them.
"I wonder what we could do with this," Benji said as he gripped the twine in his mouth.
"Let's make it go up and down," said his sister Belinda.
The fish lifted their parts of the object up and down and created some small waves that some of the nearby creatures enjoyed trying to ride, almost like they were surfing.
"Let me try," said Gracie as she released her portion of the twine and felt the wave carry her along in the water.
Each fish took a turn as the others continued to hold the twine. They were having a great time when suddenly they heard a voice from one of their classmates saying,
"Hey guys, you're going to be late for school. Better hurry."
The fish dropped the twine they were holding and it gently settled on some sun coral. They hurried on to their school, where old Codfish was just ending a lesson on the ecosystem of the coral reef.
"And so, my students, we are all linked together within the ecosystem of this coral reef, and everything we do affects those around us," concluded old Codfish.
Gracie and her friends tried to sneak in without being seen, but old Codfish was a wise fish and was not fooled by his students' antics.
"I see you there, Gracie, Gus, Ephraim, Angie, Benji, and Belinda. Perhaps you could share with the class why you were late this morning."
"We found something new, sir," Gracie stated politely. "We were playing with it, and I guess we just lost track of the time."
"Let's go see this new thing," old Codfish said. "Perhaps it will help us see what happens when something new enters an ecosystem."
The whole class was excited about the prospect of a field trip and headed out to the coral reef. They showed old Codfish and the others the large object they had found with excitement.
"This is a fishing net," said old Codfish sadly. "It must have fallen off one of the fishing boats headed back to the port. It is an object that can be dangerous to some sea creatures when it is used in a certain way. But right now it is a danger to this sun coral colony. Let's all take a piece of it and pull it off of them together, putting it in a safe place on the ocean floor." So each fish took a bit of the fishing net in their mouths and stretched the net out to its full size. Once they had taken it off of the sun coral, they swam with it until they were over a bare spot in the ocean bottom and dropped the net. As it settled to the ocean floor, old Codfish looked at the net and said,
"Gracie, I think you and your friends have found the perfect object to go along with my lesson. It is all connected by the twines and knots you see, and it took all of us working together to keep it safe and to protect the coral as well. Let's all say a bubble prayer to the God of the Seas for bringing us together today and showing us how we are all connected through our care for each other."
And so they prayed together. And as Gracie thought back on her day, she smiled, because it hadn't been a boring day after all, and they had learned something new about their world. I hope you enjoyed Gracie's story. If you would like to learn more about Gracie's world, there are some questions and activities on the story sheet for you to engage. Don't forget to support One Great Hour of Sharing, so we all can be part of the net of support in caring for each other.